Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. It's the next episode of Joe Kelly's Psychedelic Experience. What's going on with your old pal Joe? Once again, joined by the great Monty Mitchell. Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. Armani, I should say. How are you?
Well, Monty? Everybody too. Everybody, yeah. Welcome. Joe, how you been?
I've been all right, man. How have you been?
Good.
That's good. This podcast has pretty much just become you and me. I really haven't done a solo episode in a very long time.
Love it.
So it's love just it. Every couple of weeks, it's just us. It's like the stinkhole hour, but less pressure.
Right.
I just don't tell you it's our podcast and you just pretend you're a guest and everything's just smooth sailing.
It is. Good. I have lots of fun whenever we podcast.
Yeah. That's good.
We were supposed to do it last week and we both forgot.
We did forget. I forgot what day. Thursday? Was it supposed to be on a Thursday?
I think it was Thursday. I was trying to tell Casey, I was like, we were supposed to do this last week and we both completely forgot.
Yep. And I haven't even been drinking. I got no excuse.
I haven't been drinking either. I drank.
There it is.
I drank the week before. I had like a whole week of comedy, and I drank 2 of the 5 days.
Okay. Were they all in a row? The 5 days? Okay. So you drank, got hammered.
That was the Cherokee deal.
Okay. Yeah.
And like one night I got pretty drunk. We went to the bar afterwards and went to the bar in the casino, and we had a good time. Me and Sean Jones.
Okay.
Yeah. He was super nice. One night we hung out, but you know.
You get hammered by yourself one night then?
I got drunk while he was on stage. I got drunk.
Okay.
And so really only drank for like an hour. But there was like an old fashioned that I told him to mix up really strong. And then like 2 Michelob Ultras, and that was it. I was just like, whoa.
Yeah. That's a good buzz.
And then the next, And then the next night, I think it was just straight Michelob Ultras because I didn't want to get, you know, I'd ask dude, let's go drink at the bar at the casino. And so I was just going to do straight beer.
Straight beer.
I know how to control beer.
Yeah. You gotta pace yourself. If you're making a night out of it, you stick with the beers.
So
did you do any gambling?
I did not.
What
not
the fuck?
One.
Why would you even go? You went to a fucking casino to sit at a bar, you fucking alcoholic.
I didn't even go into the casino but one time, other than just to walk through. And not one penny, though. I just walked through it, looked around. I was trying. I was like, I don't see if I see something I want, you know, to play.
Nothing called
everybody,
you.
Everybody had already said that if you play the machines, you're going to lose. The only chance that you have there is at the tables.
Well, yeah. So, you should have played something.
I was afraid if I got into
$5 hand of blackjack, nothing.
Mm-mm.
Man.
No.
God. Well, at least you exhibited self-control.
I guess. I spent all my money at Gordon Ramsay. He has a food court, and I ate everything Gordon Ramsay.
Did you?
Fish and chips, street pizza, street hamburgers, sushi, ramen noodles, pizza again. The pizza was really good.
Did you get the beef Wellington? Isn't that his thing?
Yeah, he's I don't know if that was an option there though. But okay. The fish and chips, I had that twice, and the fish is really good. He prides himself on the fish and chips and his beef Wellington. But I don't think there was an option for beef Wellington.
Yeah. Well, if you would have spent $5 on blackjack, you could have gotten an extra fucking bowl of ramen.
Dude, $20 for no matter what I ordered, yeah, it was $20.
Of course it was. Of course it was. Everything. You're paying, you're paying for the goddamn name.
A bowl. Yeah, it's so good, though. A bowl of ramen was $20. That's crazy, isn't it?
Was it a big bowl?
It was a big bowl.
Was it real good?
It was a big bowl, and it was really good. I got the pork belly.
Okay. Okay.
They also have beef.
Like, more like a thing of pho.
Yeah, maybe. It's just thick bacon. That's
yeah.
all it was.
Yeah, yeah. But I've never had actual ramen from a ramen place. So anytime right. I think of ramen, I just think of noodles with some broth.
Yeah. But there's a lot of broth.
They put stuff in it. Yeah, that's like with pho, you know, they put all the meatballs and the tripe. And
I've only had
shit.
Pho once, and it was fucking awful.
Why?
It tasted like dishwater.
Ah.
I swear to God.
Where'd you get it?
It was terrible. Alabama.
Well, there you go.
I was on the way to Florida, and I stopped in Alabama and got some pho.
What city? You might be able to get away with it in Huntsville, because I feel like there's an Asian community in Huntsville.
No. This was like close to the line, Florida line.
Nah, dude, you got some fucking hillbilly fucking pho. Yeah. That's the problem. You got raccoon and fucking...
Some panhandle pho.
Yeah. Some goddamn... What else do they eat down there? Any kind of rodent you can imagine. Groundhog, some groundhog pho.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Raccoon pho.
I'm disappointed you didn't do nothing at the casino, but you're probably better for it. Do you think, would you have lost all, if you would have started, would you have lost all your money? Not that you could lose money. Would you have been pawning your fucking RC cars to get another round at the craps table? So.
No, I think I do have like a limit. I think the last podcast we talked, I lost like $100 whenever we went to the UP. It's a Pottawatomie. We did that, and I lost $100, and that's like the most I've ever lost. Most of it, I can walk away if I win 50 or 100. I'm like, that's good. I can walk away.
That's very big of you.
Yeah, I'm not into it. Now, this one over here, yeah, she could lose the house. She can't.
What's her game?
She can't stop. She likes slots.
Just pissing money away. Just pissing it away. It's fun, though. I mean.
I sat there and watched them play craps for a long time, and the table was all digital. And so it like lit up graphics and stuff, you know, like it's to get you more addicted to it. But like whenever you threw it did like it could sense whenever the dice hit the table and it would light up shit, you know, like maybe fireworks or something.
Taking notes from the slot machines and adding them to other games.
So, yeah, the craps table would light up.
Slots appeal to more senses than table games.
Mm-hmm.
There's a sound, there's more lights and
yeah.
I don't know if they necessarily cigarettes. I guess you can smoke cigarettes at some slot machine, so maybe even the smell. Probably not there, yeah. I'm sure it's probably a fucking night. Most
you know what you could though.
A lot of places you can't.
It's
anymore.
A reservation. You could have an ounce of pot on you.
Can you get it there?
I don't know about that, but
well, how
I know
do you
that,
get it?
I know that the MC, he was legit Cherokee. And he was saying, yeah, up to an ounce. Dude, that's a full Ziploc bag. An ounce is a lot of pot.
It's a decent amount. It'll get you through a week and a half.
And the whole casino smelled like pot. Like you're not supposed to smoke. But every floor just reeked of just pot. I mean, it was illegal, but...
Well,
you wouldn't know it.
Indian reserves or reservations have different. They're doing their own thing, man.
Yeah, they're a sovereign nation, so they can have whatever they want. But get this, so they could have an ounce of pot, but no gummies. They wouldn't, you got to keep it pure plant for the Indians. Now, North Carolina is passing their marijuana law, then that will allow gummies and your edibles where you can.
Will they be allowed on the reservation?
I don't know.
Is the edible law a Carolina thing, or is that just like the reservations? Like, look, we got to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah. I don't know if they'll allow the edibles or not.
Yeah. I mean, they're natural.
Are they?
Yeah. I mean, you can make them as such.
A gummy bear.
Yeah. Well, not what you're going to buy, but you can definitely make a completely natural gummy and just throw some natural pot in there and then go gamble right. all your natural money away.
Right. So that was last week. And then this weekend I did a political dinner fundraiser.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that. Okay. And for the Reds?
For the Republicans, yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah. It was dude, it was so bad. It was so bad.
I'm sure.
I had like these Biden jokes that I've been kind of scared to tell. I don't want to.
How long were you doing?
10 minutes up front. And then I did, yeah. But I hosted the whole dinner. And I tell you this, and I'm going to make a joke about it, but politicians, it was awful only because there's just always people that they're running against are in the same room. And just everybody's uptight.
Yeah. The phoniest motherfuckers you could possibly ever meet.
Yeah. Well, what somebody said, this room is full of a bunch of felons that just haven't been indicted yet, which is hilarious.
That's good. Yeah. So they were roasting each other?
No, they do it politically. You know, they don't call out names. They just say, but they're fighting for their job, like every day. They're fighting for their job.
So what were you hosting?
I was hosting.
You said the dinner. Are you like doing jokes and like, okay, everybody time for an appetizer? Or do they got fucking some governor coming up after you going, okay, people, let's talk about some bills real quick. And then we're going to bring the dick guy back up.
Yeah. So it was, they ate first.
Okay.
And I told them, I had to go up there and tell them, salad's out, go eat. I mean, that's all I did. So that right there was already weird because nobody knows who I was. You know, so they ate, they had dinner, dessert.
Down syndrome hillbilly grabbing the microphone. Everyone's like, yeah, he could do that.
I know. So they were on a, They had a itinerary and they were sticking to it too. So at 7:40, if you wasn't done eating, too bad, because the comedian's now coming up and he's going to tell jokes for 10 minutes or whatever. They didn't even tell me that, but I'm like, well, this is my.
Did they take?
This is what I am. Yeah.
Did they take their food away?
No.
Oh, okay. So they could eat while they watch you.
Yeah, but they didn't do that. That meant they had to turn around. Oh. So they just sit there and ate while I'm sitting there just talking to people's backs. I'm talking to people's backs. But
how long did they have the food before you went on? Like 5 minutes?
No, they had time. It was like 20 minutes.
They just fucking, you know? They spent too much time yapping.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, but it was awful because, I mean, just everybody's uptight, you know, they're fighting for their job every day and they just take themselves way too seriously. And there was a few people, you know, that come up to me and they're like, I understand what you was trying to do. And You know, and one guy, he was really cool. He's like, hey, man, because I addressed it a lot that this is going terrible. You know, I'd tell a joke, nothing. Tell a joke, nothing. And I'm like, all right, this is going awesome. That's the only time I get laughs is whenever I addressed how awful this all was.
Of course. Of course.
But the big speaker at the end of the night, he tried to give me some props, and he was like, Monty, you did good. And I was like, thank you. He said, I didn't say great. You did good. So, but he was very nice, and he's the one that come up afterwards, and he's like, I guess this is kind of a corporate gig. And he goes, and I follow other comedians podcasts, and he says, I know this isn't not your ideal gig. He goes, so you did good for what it was. So,
okay.
Anyway. Yeah. But I've got that. You know, I try not to say no to nothing. So I've got that memory now. Well. And something I can talk about.
Well, yeah, it's a payday. Sometimes you got to eat your dick and just for a check, you know?
Yep.
Be the whore you are, Monty. That's the name of the game.
Well, I mean, and get this, if it went well, then there's nothing really to talk about. It's whenever it goes bad. That's whenever you got something to talk about.
Yeah, and they're never going to go well anyway. They're not supposed to. It's not a comedy show.
Yeah. Yeah. But I had these Biden jokes. I thought they would like that, and they did not.
They probably did, but they can't. It's not that they didn't like it. It's that they can't.
Why? Because, it's all Republicans.
Because they're in public still, and, you know, they still, I'm sure they have the same.
It wasn't dirty.
I'm sure they have the same financiers as the people who are supporting Ooh. Biden, too. So it's like, you know.
Oh.
If Larry sees me laughing, Larry's going to go tell Citibank, and then I'm definitely not going to get reelected.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or whatever, you know? They're fucking, it's the same, you know how people get at comedy shows, too, when they get uptight because they're around a bunch of strangers or whatever, and it's just nature of the beast, you know? Especially around a bunch of phony, uptight fucks.
There's a touch of sociopath with these people because they're kind of talking. Whenever they, so I would introduce them and they would go up there and they would talk about, I guess, what they're going to do or what they have done, you know, depends on if they're already in an office. So they would tell these people, this is what we've done while we've been in office, and then somebody that wants that job would go up there and say what they're going to do, but.
Yeah, or what they kinda, what the other person did incorrectly.
Yeah, and to be able to do that, like, it's a little bit of a sociopath, you know, to not just to cut out all feelings and that you're going to maybe hurt somebody, you know, they don't care.
Yeah,
they don't care.
Because if the idea was genuinely for the betterment of the general public, y'all would just work together. Y'all would go, you got a halfway decent idea. I got a halfway decent idea. Let's just kind of put these together and filter them out, you know, but it's all about being the one person. And that's all they do is worry about getting reelected. And so that's why nothing ever gets fucking done.
My hat's off to them, though, because I meant I'd have an ulcer just worried about my job every day, you know, that's a special kind of person that.
Well,
that
you
does
got
that.
It. You got it locked in for 4 years, right?
Yeah.
2 years, four years, depending on what you're doing.
Yeah. I guess you can sit around for three of them and not do nothing.
Well, that's what you're going to do anyway.
So
you can't.
I don't
know. That's just.
There's a few of them that were.
Did you see?
Few of them that were nice. There was a lobbyist there that.
Oh, that's why you can't laugh.
Maybe.
The lobbyists. If the lobbyists are there, the lobbyists are the ones that they funnel the money from the people. To the
that's
fucking
a really,
politicians.
That it's cool. I mean, it's cool, but it seems illegal. Seems like it should be illegal to be a lobbyist.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
So I did some research on what even a lobbyist was before I went. And in the beginning it was about lobbyists would go to the communities and talk to the farmers and all that stuff. And then they would gather information for that area And then they would go to the senators for the people. But now it's all corporation. It's
corporation all and nonprofits.
Meta. There's not much nonprofit. Not at the top of the board. Like, who's giving money?
It depends on the nonprofit, dude. HRC, the Human Rights Campaign, I did fundraising for them when I was in D.C. They give a lot of fucking money to lobbyists. A lot of fucking money, dude. A lot.
I think the top is, I think, was Big Pharma.
Sure, of course. Of course it is.
But then Facebook was like number three.
Yeah.
Like $40 million.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
And then the pharmacies were like one and two.
Yeah.
And it was like
how much money do you give them every year, Monty?
The lobbyist?
Yeah.
Or
politicians, whoever.
Where does that money go? So they're giving lobbyists this money. Where does that money go? $40 million. Where does that go?
It goes into the pockets of politicians, so they vote in favor of who gave the lobbyists the money.
Right. So that's illegal, right?
No, because it's somehow, if you give it to a lobbyist first, it doesn't count. It's some kind of loophole where if you just give a bunch of money to a guy and then he starts giving it to people, your hands are somehow cleaned and you're not persuading. Well, you're not bribing the politicians that way.
Okay.
That's my understanding of it. I could be a complete idiot, but as far as I know, lobbyists are just funnels from large donors into the pockets of politicians. So the politicians vote in favor of whatever that particular organization or group would like to be enacted into
law. It's a real thing, dude.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
A real thing.
It's fuck. That's what I'm saying. We don't, you know, we don't give them enough money to vote a certain way.
Right.
So it is what it is. It's the name of the game now. It's all fucked up and it's been fucked up for a long time. And that's why nothing ever really changes.
So that's how Pelosi went in with like a net worth of $300,000 and come out with worth $42 million.
Something like that, yeah. And then, you know, they go, well, I don't do any investing, but my husband does. And it's like, well, where's he getting his information from? So he just fucking, he reads the New York Times every day. It's like, bull, yeah. So a lot, I think hers was the stock market, but it's everybody. That's always the,
you know,
in the sociopathic thing, there's always been a question of like, these people spend millions of dollars of their own money, of donations from the general public, from whoever's donating to their campaign, millions of it, to get a job where you make $200,000 a year. And then everybody who comes out of there is somehow a multimillionaire. When really your net worth should be $800,000 if you work 4 years. So it's like, how does that make any sense to begin with?
It's
because you want to be the person. Nobody would spend. I mean, I guess we do with comedy, but it's a sociopathic thing involved in comedy, too.
This is what I'm saying, dude. We're doing it wrong because we like to talk in front of people. A lobbyist, the first year of most lobbyists, they make $137,000 a year. So, and I don't even know, you don't have to have there's not a college degree for that. There's no lobbyist degree.
No, but we don't.
All you got to do is just get in there with some lobbyist guy and let him apprentice you, right?
But you have to be okay with lying and conniving.
For $137,000?
Monty, you got to be able to keep like a straight face, though. You got to not feel bad about it. People are going to take one look at your fucking little sweet boy eyes and go, this motherfucker is not being, he's got too much soul for this job. We can tell he's full of shit and he feels bad about it.
Ah.
You have to have a disconnect.
She says I couldn't do it.
I don't think you could either. You fucking drive
remote. You couldn't either.
I know I couldn't. That's what I'm saying. Neither of us could. I certainly couldn't do it. I wouldn't feel good about it.
No, you're very justice oriented.
I guess so. Yeah.
You are.
Yeah. I'll run my fucking mouth if I get put in one of those rooms too.
You get mad over injustices.
Yeah. I get fired up. Speaking of injustices, Monty, did you see this thing in Baltimore, what they're doing with old houses that are condemned and nobody's living in them anymore?
What are they doing?
The city of Baltimore is now running a program where it's supposed to be to help underprivileged people and poor people become house owners, become homeowners. So what they're doing is they are selling houses for $1 in the city of Baltimore. So it's all the ones that are just kind of abandoned and not lived in, so they can help the poor people, right? That's it seems real nice. Seems like a good thing. But here's the thing. Here's the fucking loophole of it. In order to qualify to buy a house for $1 in Baltimore, you have to have $90,000 saved somewhere and proof of it, so you can do upkeep on the house that you're buying for $1, as if you wouldn't just buy a house if you had $90,000.
Who made that law then?
The great people of Baltimore, the great government of Baltimore. But so poor people aren't going to, so who's going to buy the fucking houses? Fucking goddamn real estate companies and corporations, because those are the ones who have $90,000 sitting around to put into the fucking house they bought for $1. Certainly not poor people who are going, $1, I can finally afford a house for $1.
So what is that? That's like a $90,000 profit then that they'll make. 90,000% profit.
Well, the house is still worth more than $1, even if it's just a pile of fallen.
I'm saying if they turn around and they sold it.
Oh.
Or they even gentrify the whole area.
Well, that's what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Then the house is worth $300,000.
Yeah. But it's not going to be. There's also an application fee. I think it's either $100 or $1,000. I can't remember. So these dollar houses essentially cost you $91,000.
That's crazy.
But it's flat rate though. That ain't bad. In this housing market, dude, flat rate for houses. But it's the same fucking, it's just these people fucking lie and they go, look, we're helping poor people. And they go, houses for $1. And then you read the third paragraph and it's like, well, as long as you have $90,000 and you can, and we can verify that you have that.
A lot of people have $90,000 in their pocket and no house. That's every day, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, everybody I meet who can't, who's got nowhere to live, has $90,000. That's an absolute fact.
Yeah,
it's all the people that are living in places that got no money. It's so fucked.
You see where they turned the iconic Roosevelt Hotel into a illegal immigrant housing?
No, like, but it's not surprising.
I guess they took the whole hotel.
Is this in New York?
Mm.
Not surprised, yeah. Dude. Not surprised. Did you see they had some protest, I think, last week sometime, where it was in New York City, where a bunch of people were yelling death to America?
Yeah.
In the streets of New York?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
It's like, you couldn't write this shit. You know what I mean? It's fucking, what is going on?
The stupidity is just, it's running rampant.
Yeah.
Nobody's putting us in check. And whenever you sit there and you live in America and you're saying death to America, please go wherever it is that you think is better. Really, just go.
Unless they're sending you a warning, and then they're going to stay right here, you know? If they're like, death to America, and I'm going to be the one bringing it, just so you know. Look at my face. You're going to be seeing it soon.
It's hard to even wrap your brain around it, isn't it? Like
a little bit. A little bit.
Like, what is that word? What is that whenever you're in America and you're saying death to America? What?
That means you made it. That means you're almost there.
It's gonna happen.
Oh yeah, it's already, dude. It's been falling apart for a while, and it's just. I was trying to think about that today. It's like, man, things just have things always just been this way, but we've been too busy watching TV and shit to actually feel it. And realize it and pay attention to it?
I don't think so.
People weren't in fucking New York City chanting death to America. That's for sure. It's also, if they would have said that in front of our grandpas, that would have been a fist fight.
Yeah.
That would have been a fucking fist fight. And now we just, we're all pushovers and pussies because we don't want to be supremacists. Or whatever word they attach to somebody who stands up for themselves nowadays.
I think about that every day about the what we've talked about, where the strong men.
Oh sure.
Make good times. Good times make weak men. I think about it. Weak men make hard every day.
Yeah. And it's not even. Yeah. It's still not even that hard.
What?
Times.
Oh, the times are great right now.
Yeah. I mean, they aren't.
That's why.
It's very we're still people, too comfortable.
They are too comfortable and they can worry about. Think about the Dust Bowl,
yeah.
The Great Depression. And I feel like everybody come together during the Great Depression. Like there was everybody's just trying to survive. And now when you can sit around and idly think of things to get mad about, that's not even, it's just ideas that people get mad about. It's ideas of what's a woman, that's new. Like, right.
Yeah.
What's a woman? That's people sitting around with nothing to do. That's incredible.
It's interesting. It's also when people would come together during the Dust Bowl and help each other, people still had a family was still an idea and something that was important to people back then. It still is to a degree, but now people are on their phones creating their own families in this digital world.
I don't think we're far gone. I don't. I think we would all come together and help each other.
I don't know, dude. It's also, you also have to consider how many fucking people are just about useless nowadays. So you're going to have a bunch of people standing around going, let's help each other. And everyone's going to go, well, who can do something? And there's going to be three people who are like, we're not going to tell anybody that we can survive because we're going to have to take care of 55 people we don't give a shit about. 55 green-haired fucking people who are useless.
Yeah.
Who can't do nothing.
Yeah.
And it's not like, you could go off instinct. It's like no one has those anymore. So you got to consider that too.
Right.
The amount of useless people far, far outnumbers the amount of competent, useful people. So there's already going to be a division there because there's going to have a bunch of people who can't do shit trying to take away from the people who can do shit.
Yeah, I've saw somebody post something about Elon. I don't know if it's true or not, but like maybe a tweet where Elon said, I paid $11 billion in taxes. And then somebody responded like, you made that in one day. trading stocks or whatever. Don't give us a pity party about you paying $11 billion in taxes. But it's that idea, because Elon employs how many thousands of people, and how many products has he gave us that we can use every day, and how many products will come out of his space program that we'll be able to use every day. You know, the solar farms that he has, the bank, the battery banks that we use to supplement the power grids, all these ideas that he has, and he's still not pulling his weight, but he employs thousands of people. Thousands of families are eaten because of Elon. I don't know. I guess I'm so wishy-washy on what we were just talking about. Maybe, I don't know, about the lobbyist. It seems like it's, people want Elon to pay his fair share, which, who knows? That might be just Elon that paid $11 billion. Then there's SpaceX that had to pay how much? And then there was Tesla that had to pay how much?
Yeah.
You know? That, and these people, if you take away Bill Gates, anybody that, you know, and we've talked about Bill Gates, but if you take away anybody's, all the money that they make because they had good ideas, then nobody's going to have good ideas anymore. Nobody's going to keep America on top because they're penalized every time they have a good idea, and the whole world needs it. You know, there's going to be no innovation if you're penalized.
Yeah.
And for having a great idea.
Maybe that's part of the plan.
That's what they want.
To reduce innovation. And, you know, that way you can control people a little bit easier.
Oh yeah, that's.
But it's also shit. People just like to bitch and have a pity party for themselves because they feel like if Elon pays more taxes, somehow they're going to get more money or things in their life are going to be fucking better somehow.
What does that do for you? Absolutely, you don't see a dime of that.
Nothing.
You don't see a dime of that unless you're on welfare.
Now the government has more money to start another war. So they'll go do that, and then where are they going to get the money to keep that war going? Out of your fucking pocket. So it's just an endless cycle. Everything's just fucked up, you know. And part of, like, these people, these billionaires and stuff, is like they might have some cash on hand or whatever, but they don't really, like Elon, so you don't really own anything. He doesn't. Everything's in holding companies and LLCs and this, that, and the other. But that's how business people work. It's like they go, I don't own anything. I don't have any money. Everything's stocks
these
or
people,
shit.
These people loved Elon whenever he come out with an electric car, and he's doing all this for the environment. And now he buys Twitter, and now they hate him all of a sudden. He gives a little bit of political commentary, and it's not what the extreme wants to hear, and they hate him all. Now he's enemy number one.
Yeah.
You know what happened to Bezos? Why does Elon's name keep coming up? What about Bezos?
Well, Bezos isn't on Twitter. He's not in the public eye. Whereas like Elon's like, I'm gonna live stream from the border. And I'm gonna hop on what are those X chats or whatever. Have you seen those where they get a bunch of people? He's hopping in there with like fucking Alex Jones and Andrew Tate and shit like that, and they're all just having like these big conversations and stuff.
Okay.
You know, so that's why people, because it's
he's available.
Well, he's available, and also he might not agree with the people, but he's allowing people to have a platform that aren't allowed to have it elsewhere and speak their mind freely.
Yep.
And
that's what he said. And that's what he said whenever he took over Twitter, that he made it all right wing. And he said, no, I didn't. He goes, it was just so extreme left that anything that goes towards the middle is extreme to you. Right wing, because he's just opened it up, and they say there's a lot of racism and all that stuff on there now, but
I don't think it's any less than there was before.
Really?
I don't think so.
Know. I'm not on there. I don't know.
I guess I just don't. Maybe I don't follow the right accounts to see all the racist stuff. Maybe that says more about the people who see it.
I watched the Don Lemon interview with him.
Yeah,
that guy sucks. And Don Lemon said after the interview that Elon, I guess he did this gotcha interview with Elon.
Yeah, I saw that.
And so Don Lemon says that he canceled their contract that they were going to have. But do you know what Don Lemon asked for in his Twitter, his ex contract that he asked for? Something like $10 million signing bonus. He wanted like 15% stake in X. He wanted a Cybertruck that,
he was going to have a show exclusively on X.
I think so. And so he wanted 15%.
That's so bizarre.
He wanted 15% of X, not shares. He wanted 15% of X, a Cybertruck. He wanted his $10 million signing bonus. And then a percentage of all ad revenue.
Who was going to give him this contract?
Exactly. But he said it was because he did the interview with Elon and he.
No, nobody fucking likes that guy.
He's
full of shit and weak spirited.
So, but that's what he said, is that he canceled it because of his gotcha interview.
He said he had a contract.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That guy's out of his fucking mind.
Yeah, because Elon, he was like, he asked him, he said, why do you want me to come to X? And he said, I want to have a diverse, we've got Tucker. He goes, we need the other side. And already Don's like, what do you mean the other side? And he goes, you're liberal. And he goes, why would you say that? He goes, you was on CNN. That's a known liberal news. Well, what makes you say that? And so that's kind of how it all went.
Yeah, of course. Because he has no argument. He's just a fucking child. A child with a microphone.
And you're like, well, why would you say that? You know, anything.
Well, what's that? What's that supposed to mean?
Yeah.
It means you're a gay black guy. We could use you on Twitter. There's not enough of you on there.
We've got enough straight white guys.
A lot of neo-Nazis nowadays. Could use a few more gay black guys on Twitter.
And then he ruined it, though.
Yeah.
Asking for a Cybertruck that people
would have ruined it. Do you realize the comment section on anything he posted would have been fucking chaos?
Right.
People are fucking ruthless on
X. People have been on the waiting list. Legit fans of Tesla have been on the waiting list for this truck since he announced it. And then Don Lemon wants to come in there and just undercut everybody and go straight and get his Cybertruck right now.
Well, that's what's when you got some pull, you might as well use it.
The thing is, I kind of like watching. I like watching him. He's very
Don Lemon.
Yeah. He's very, it's conniving in a way, like, you know, but he has this beautiful smile and he has this pretty, pretty black man face. And it's just, I like looking at him. I like watching him talk, but it's always whenever he.
That's probably why he's still on TV then. He's mesmerizing people out there.
He can. He really can't.
I can't stand looking at him.
Really?
I can't. Maybe it's because I can see his essence.
But he does. There's something behind it.
Looking through people, Monty. Looking through people.
But he would ask Elon these questions. You saw it. And he's like, I'm not trying to get you. You know?
He goes, that's exactly what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
That's like politician talk. It's like, I'm not doing the thing I'm doing right now. It's like a little kid. It's like, are you eating candy? No. It's like, you have chocolate everywhere. So I didn't eat no candy. You just think you saw me eat candy.
I don't know.
You think I'm trying to get you. I'm not trying to get you. I'm your friend. I'm Don Lemon Party.
I get the appeal. I get the appeal of him. Do we ever know what happened with him at CNN?
Oh, I didn't know. I just assumed nobody was watching his show.
Maybe.
I honestly didn't even know. Simple. I didn't even know he wasn't still there, to be transparent. I thought he still worked for them.
I thought he got fired.
Probably.
He might have left. Probably. I thought he got
fired. Fucking having gay sex.
But he is. I like watching him. I do. I'm being honest.
I'm glad you feel comfortable enough with me to be honest with you. But some shit you need to keep to yourself, Monty.
Probably.
Closeted Don Lemon fan. That stuff you just don't tell nobody. Is that why, were you talking this way at your dinner with your fucking political people?
I started off with it.
You're like, listen,
I love Don Lemon.
But I don't like Joe Biden. I'm still a good guy. You know who's all right?
Where did I go wrong?
Don
Lemon.
Where
did I go wrong?
You can't be telling people that shit.
Yeah.
That's like in comedy scenes when you can't tell people you like Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
You gotta be quiet. You gotta do it around a corner. Maybe you can nowadays because he's got that comedy club. But back, boy, those Seattle days, you can't be telling nobody you like Joe Rogan.
Really?
Hell no. Be ostracized and banned.
Wow.
They could tell. You could tell people who like Joe Rogan, but you can't say it.
Yeah. Right.
It's just name of the game.
Right.
Can't be talking that shit, dude.
Mm.
Keep it to yourself until you're amongst friends.
Yeah. And probably not on a podcast.
Too late now, Monty. This is probably gonna be the last one. At this point, it's probably going to be the end of it.
I'm getting canceled because I like Don Lemon.
I think the whole thing.
I don't know that. I'm not saying I like him, but I like.
You like looking at
watching
him.
Watching.
Yeah. You like his face. You like his mannerisms. I'm not saying we're going to get canceled. I just imagine no one's going to listen to it anymore. Why still keep doing it because, fuck it, you sold out, dude.
Oh,
they're not gonna listen to your stupid shit no more. But this guy,
can I appreciate somebody's face and the way their mouth moves?
I mean, you can. No one's gonna stop you.
But you have
to deal with the repercussions that come with it.
Okay, let's go back to. let's go back to trashing blue haired.
Oh yeah, that's what people tune in for, dude. Let's talk about the border and the hotel crisis in New York.
Let's talk about the blue hair sitting in the middle of traffic, screaming "Death to America!"
Death to America!
Oh my gosh,
it's an all right place, but I was.
What do you mean? This is a great place.
In some ways, it is. Everything could use a little bit of improvement. You know, nothing's perfect.
Where else can you go, Joe?
And do the same things we do?
Yeah.
A lot of places.
You're going to go to Canada?
I mean,
Joe?
It could. It's probably not as fun.
You get drunk one night, and then you can't make it in your house, and you're froze solid on the porch.
I'll go to fucking Ottawa. I won't go to the tundra.
It's all a tundra, isn't it?
I don't think so, dude. Canada is real close to Michigan, so they have similar weather.
You can't even buy a nice vehicle unless you got $90,000 in the bank. Your car would have cost you $45,000 up there.
I think in the end with interest, it's gonna.
Yeah.
I've been making payments on that thing and that motherfucking just
they're not any better.
It just don't go down. See, yeah, so it's the same. It's just the same, just about.
Oh, well, I'm not going to trade the winner.
Oh, no. America's much more fun.
Yeah.
As, you know, people are a little bit crazy here. It's fair. Canada's, they're more docile.
Yeah. Oh, whenever I was in North Carolina, I was in my room. Maybe I was bored. And Pornhub is blocked in North Carolina.
The whole state?
Yeah.
I think I read something about that. That's good.
It is?
I think so.
I was just wanting to check out some music videos.
You got to get a VPN, dude.
So
get a VPN to whack off in North Carolina. So what site did you use?
Because
they all can be blocked.
NXNN, is that it?
Yeah, I think so. Something like that.
That one's like from old back in the day. That was like early 2000s. I didn't even know it was still running.
I like how they just blocked one site. Or like
they just it was
porn problem solved.
Yeah.
So this is the only site.
I don't know. I don't know. But that don't seem right either. That, I mean, for or against it, I mean, either you like it, either you enjoy the porn every now and
yes,
then.
Yes, yeah. I'd have
or
to.
Or even if you don't, how do you block the whole internet in that state? So if I went, I was curious. I should have went across the state line, went back over to Tennessee just to see if I could get back in there. Like, how accurate is
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And I'd have to hear the reasoning behind it. Why they I guess, singled out one particular site.
Yeah.
Because they clearly didn't just ban pornography.
No.
It's just that one site, so maybe they have a... I'd have to hear their reason behind what beef they have with that site.
Yeah, because it was a matter of 10 seconds that I was on another site.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
10 seconds. Probably not even that. As quick as you can type in NXNN.
Did you go outside and try? Mm-hmm. How do you know it was banned in the entire state? Did it come up with a, did it have a thing?
It's like, yeah, hey, it had a
grandma's watching.
North Carolina prohibits or whatever that it said.
Yeah.
And I think it just wanted me maybe like enter my driver's license number.
Oh,
maybe. I don't know.
They probably need the age verification or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe it isn't banned then. Okay. But still, either way, you just go somewhere else.
Another one.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna go through all that. They're gonna send you an email to verify that that's working.
Yeah.
And then put in your driver's license number.
Yeah. Yeah. Now the DMV knows what you're fucking cranking it to.
Yeah.
You gotta renew your license.
I don't like that whenever they scan your license for a pack of cigarettes.
Uh huh.
Instead of entering in your birth date. They'll just scan it.
Yeah.
Some lazy clerk.
Well,
I don't like that.
It's it rules out fake IDs.
You could see that I'm over 18.
Yeah, but I think they have like Speedway. I think their system just locks on them unless they scan your ID.
All right.
I think I could be wrong about that, but.
And you know Speedway is using that information.
Probably. Selling it to fucking insurance companies. So when you're sick, they go, Monty, you got cigarettes every other day for the past 40 years.
So,
seven packs at a time.
So, hotel check-in. You got to give them an email and all that stuff to check into a hotel. I know they're selling my shit. Yahoo got so overrun with spam. I can't even use it anymore. I can't use my Yahoo. I have 10,776 messages right now on Yahoo.
Messages I haven't or checked emails?
It. I haven't checked it in maybe a month, and I have that many, and I guarantee you, they're all... Like, how do I stop that? I've had to completely go to Gmail. I can't use this anymore.
Do you use...
It's unusable.
That's not your comedy email address, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. Well, I've been trying to tell, you know, just go to the same, just Gmail.
Why don't you unsubscribe to this?
Best TV prices, home flooring, HelloFresh, annuities, Brinks Home, Allstate, Progressive, Destiny Card.
You fucking watching too Camp much Lejeune. Porn, dude. You're watching too much. Quit blaming Yahoo. You're out there fucking whacking off.
LU online degrees. It's... I can't do nothing with this.
No.
10,000. Lumi sends 4 emails a day. Lumi deodorant,
Why don't you unsubscribe to it or from it?
I've done it. I've went through and unsubscribed and it does nothing.
Yeah, it's a lot of them. I mean, you shouldn't be using Yahoo anyway. Yahoo's it's so old.
I know.
Everyone has a Gmail.
Well,
or
yeah, and Gmail.
Fucking get an AOL account, dude. MontyComedy at AOL.com and have it just be for comedy. Don't use it for nothing else.
Yeah. But, anyways, I'm trying to get that switched over to Gmail.
Yeah.
So
you leave your Yahoo account signed in, you start whacking off, and they go, we're going to fucking. Fucking Bell Tire is going to get your information now.
We're about to give you the best gutter
offer
you have ever heard your life.
Hey, dude, that porn ain't free. Everybody knows that. Everybody fucking knows that. So I bet it's more.
Think of it.
Go ahead.
I've never signed in to a porn website.
Well, I think. There's a good chance if your browser is just open or if you're signed into your account, it's all fucking connected.
It's there
shit.
For them.
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure, but I could be wrong.
Makes sense.
I could be wrong, but somebody's getting all our shit. And it is. And it's, and it's not.
I think it's Expedia.
I don't think so. I've got a few accounts that are bone dry, but that old account, a lot of spam. Saw a lot of whacking off on that account too. Let's be real.
Oh.
Had that account forever.
Okay.
So it's like, yeah.
Okay.
Get a bunch
shit. So far, the Gmail one stayed pretty clean.
Just don't be whacking off.
Right.
Use the private browser, Monty.
The VPN.
Yeah, get you a VPN. Go back to North Carolina and go, I'm breaking the law.
You don't know where I'm at.
It probably is. You just have to verify your age or something. We could look it up. Let's look it up. Let's act like we know what we're talking about here. Why can't you whack off in North Carolina? That's what I'm going to search. Because it's bad for you. That's what it says. Blocks access. Okay. Supporting blocks access in North Carolina. Oh, it's not even... It's Pornhub that did it. It's not even North Carolina. Interesting.
What?
North Carolina has passed a law that requires all adult film websites to obtain age verification from users to prevent those under the age of 18 from accessing the sites. So Pornhub has blocked access to its website from North Carolina in response to the new laws. Pornhub wants your kids whacking off. And they said, hey, if you ain't gonna whack off, we ain't gonna let you whack off.
Ah, there it is.
Again and again, it's like you just go somewhere else, Pornhub. You're not making a grand stand, but I guess it's.
I like it though. I like what they're doing.
I guess so.
Okay.
I guess they want you the freedom to beat your meat, regardless of whether or not you should be.
Yeah. I didn't have internet whenever I was a kid, so I don't know.
That's true. You didn't.
Can you imagine? I meant.
Oh, yeah.
What would you be like by now?
It was the wild. You'd already it was the saw, wild west back then, dude.
If you saw all that stuff, if you had internet when you was 13, because I can remember just reading Playboy stories.
Oh yeah.
And getting just rock hard off of that, just words. And and then. Can you imagine if you was 13 and you had like visual just
I was 13 with the internet.
Really?
We had dial up. So the beginning was just like you pretty much just like just getting pictures from Playboy, trading pictures with your buddies.
Yeah.
You know.
That would take forever.
Yeah.
It was doing it line by line.
Yep, yep. And then once cable came out. And then it was, that's a different story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because then it was like Napster. I remember my buddy was, you could download porn from Napster. So he started doing that.
And we I all, remember.
All huddle around the computer and go, hey, whoa, that's fucking awesome.
Well, and I can remember, you know, every now and then there would be somebody that had a VHS and we'd all go over to their house and watch a VHS, which is dumb with a bunch of dudes, you know. All you're doing is putting it in the spank bank for later, I guess.
Yeah.
But I remember one porn we watched, it was like the Toxic Avenger. You remember this guy? The Toxic Avenger.
Yeah, yeah.
It was his face, that character. Hey, you guys. It was that's the same face from the Toxic Avenger is
What's his name? From the Goonies?
From the Goonies. Same face.
I can't remember his name.
But anyway.
Sloth? Was it Sloth?
Yeah, it was Sloth.
Okay. I've never even seen the Goonies.
The porn that we watched was that. They've taken that guy's face, and it may be before the Toxic Avenger was made, and then they were able to take this guy's, and he's just sitting there. Fucking girls. He had, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a parody pornography.
Maybe. Well, but it was enough. That's all we needed.
Was it Toxic Avengers themed?
Yeah.
Or it was just an ugly guy.
I can't fucking
ladies.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I know that we all watched it for like 20 minutes and then we all had to leave. Riding a bicycle back home with a boner.
Yeah, yeah. I remember we did.
Trying to find a quiet spot in the house.
It's my junior year of high school. We went on our spring trip for baseball. So we're all in a hotel. And there's probably like 8 of us one night. We're like, we're going to watch some porn. Somebody had a portable DVD player. So we set it up on like the nightstand. And then it was so weird, dude. I remember my... I don't even want to say his name. My buddy Will, he just gets under the covers next to this guy who played left field and just starts fucking whacking off his soft dick. I think just for a goof, just for fun. But then somebody had the ideas like, well, what if we all just took turns with it in the bathroom? Because it's a portable DVD player.
So you just need it.
I think we got about 5-6 people in before it was like, oh, this ain't good.
Yeah. Don't come on the DVD player.
Yeah.
Do not.
Yeah, yeah.
Do not.
Yeah.
Do not shoot anything into the slot.
But it was just like, we were all together for a week in like 3 hotel rooms, and we were probably like 20, probably like 20 people on the team or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like,
that's a long time for some boys.
Yeah. It's like, listen, we got to get one in somehow.
Yeah.
You want to do it together?
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, hell yeah. And then as soon as Will started beating off, everyone's like, we're not doing this.
Do you think
that it would?
What day was this of the week? Like immediately?
No,
it was midway.
About 3 days. This is probably 3/4 of the way through the week.
Okay,
I think we had a couple more days in that hotel.
Did y'all do better after that night, or did you do worse? Because the animal you've done squirted the animal out.
Yeah. I don't did better. What do you mean did better?
For the baseball.
It rained every fucking day that week. So the practices and the games we got in were like, we were pretty much just in the batting cages because it fucking rained for a week straight. So that might have led to the whacking off too, because we weren't getting exhausted from any physical activity. So it's like,
right,
listen, boys.
Yeah.
You guys want to go for a jog? Fuck no.
Yeah.
Boys, all right, let's beat our dicks.
Yep.
Together. As brothers.
We're a team.
Yeah.
Are we a team? Are we not a team?
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering if your game had dropped after you let the beast out.
I don't really remember.
I just keep it built up.
I remember.
And then y'all are just bloodthirsty, just animals.
Fighting.
Yeah. Just nobody's jacked off in a week. Yeah, you know,
I'm sure that wasn't the first time some people jacked off in that hotel too. I'm sure there was a few of them who somebody was busting.
20 years old? Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. So there's fucking afternoon shower guys. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm going to take a shower real quick.
Yeah.
It's like, we hadn't even done nothing. It's like, let me take a shower.
Shower's always a good spot.
Yeah.
I can't do the shower anymore.
Can't beat off in the shower?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
I don't know. Cause I can do it wherever. I can do it in the kitchen.
I thought you could, it was just physically, you can't. The idea is that you don't have to. So you just,
I don't have to.
Whack off in the garage. I whack off in the attic.
Yeah. Front yard.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's not. Yeah. That was like your only spot when you was at home.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. And that's
when you knew that nobody was going to come in.
Yeah. And then you learn out. You figure out pretty quickly how difficult it is to clean up shower cum.
It does. It clumps.
It solidifies. And it's like, what is this, man?
It turns spider webby.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Then, four hours later, the hair's pulling out of your thighs because it crusted up and you didn't realize it.
Yeah.
Yep. That's terrible.
Yeah.
What is it about water that does that to?
I don't know.
Semen.
I don't know. It becomes
something else, dude. Gorilla glue.
Yeah.
It gets so sticky.
Yeah, but you wash away like the it's in a like a cocoon or something. But there's, it's like the. Once you wash away the liquid part, there's like something in there, like.
It's all your kids.
It's sticky as a spider web. It kind of looks like a spider web if you was to like spread it out.
Yeah.
It would. I don't know.
You could still whack off in the shower because no one's got long hair.
No.
So you're,
what does that
you're,
mean?
Because if someone's got long, it'll block the drain really easy.
Oh.
But if no one's got long hair, I think you're fine.
Hers is getting pretty long. She hasn't cut it in, what did we say? A year and a half? Yeah, it's getting 2 years in June. So it's pretty long.
Wow.
Yeah.
Becoming a real woman.
But. But, you know, it's, I don't know. There's no danger anymore. You know, you can just do it.
Yeah. I mean, you still could make it. If you're looking
about jacking off.
I mean, if you're looking for danger when you're whacking off, that's, you know, that's how the David Carradine shit happens.
Well, no,
if you like danger.
No.
When you're whacking.
No. I meant, you just don't have to use the shower. The shower's not the most convenient place to do it. It's just not. It was a have-to spot.
Well, you speak for yourself, Monty.
You're back home. Yeah, you got that edge. You got the edge of being caught.
Deja vu, baby.
Oh, man.
Deja vu.
What?
How long
did we?
What, hour 15? You want to keep going? You want to call it there?
What is it?
Hour 15.
No, that's good. I
think that's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for coming.
We ended with a bang.
I think so. This was a good one. Got a lot. We talked about it a lot. Got rolling, you know?
Maybe, therapeutic.
I think so. Thanks for coming on the podcast, Monty. Thanks for coming on your own podcast that you don't even know is your own podcast.
Yeah. And thank you for coming in the shower.
Oh, you're welcome, dude. You're welcome. You're the only one I think about when I'm in there.
I love you, Joe.
Love you too, buddy. Thanks for doing it. This was fun.